To the South, with love. Listen to Nikki Finney, Chancellor of the Academy of American Poets, alongside 2020 Poet Laureate Fellow Bethann Fennelly and two-time National Book Award winner Jessamine Ward on an episode of the podcast Our New South. Follow and listen to Our New South wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at ncpodcasts.com/Our New South. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
Wreath of Snow by Emily Bronte. O transient voyager of heaven, O silent sign of winter skies, what adverse wind thy sail has driven to dungeons where a prisoner lies. Methinks the hands that shut the sun so sternly from this morning's brow might still their rebel task have done and checked a thing so frail as thou. They would have done it, had they known, the talisman that dwelt in thee, for all the suns that ever shone have never been so kind to me. For many a week and many a day my heart was weighed with sinking gloom, when morning rose in morning gray and faintly lit my prison room. But angel-like, when I awoke, thy silvery form, so soft and fair, shining through darkness, sweetly spoke of cloudy skies and mountains bare. The dearest to a mountaineer who all life long has loved the snow that crowned her native summits drear, better than greenest plains below. And voiceless, soulless messenger, thy presence waked a thrilling tone that comforts me while thou art here and will sustain when thou art gone. About this poem. To a Wreath of Snow, written in December of 1837, was published posthumously in the Complete Poems of Emily Bronte in 1908. The original composition bore the attribution by A.G. Almeida, short for Augustus Geraldine Almeida, Queen of the fictional land of Gondel, an imaginary world created by Emily and Anne Bronte during their adolescence. Though no stories by either Emily or Anne set in Gondel survive, Emily's Gondel poems exist today in a manuscript housed at the British Museum. As Deborah Lutz, the Thruston B. Morton Endowed Chair of English at the University of Louisville, writes in Emily Bronte's paperwork, published in the Victorian Review in 2016, the poem was written by the character Augustus Geraldine Almeida, probably when she was imprisoned in a dungeon for several years. Like the poems Weaned from Life and Flown Away, and I'm Happiest Now When Most Away, both of which are part of a handwritten manuscript that once included To a Wreath of Snow until it was deliberately ripped out, the poem explores forms of imprisonment and intense thought about what lies outside of the prisons, a place where nature holds sway.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.